All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner. This is FluffTube. This is going to be another FluffTube video. I'm with Jason Shirk. I haven't had him on in a while. Last time I talked to you, you were stuck in Burning Man. And then, so you had a dilemma in Burning Man. And then, right after Burning Man, the guy gets stuck in Israel during the war, like right during the war. And I'm like, this guy has the worst luck I've ever seen.
Month after month, it was just chaos after chaos.
I'm like, it remind me never to take a trip with you, bro. But hey, no, at least you get out of there.
It's been a crazy time.
So this guy was stuck, just to give some people a recap. I have a video. You was stuck in Burning Man during the, when it was just rained out and mud. You got a helicopter to come get you out of there, right?
No, so I actually had to walk out. We were trying to work something out. Didn't work out. It was just too hard to make it happen. So we walked out with a crew of people. It was about 5 miles and we made it out.
And then you go to Israel. And
then I go to Israel on October 6th. I landed there at 4 p.m. on October 6th. I went to sleep to overcome jet lag. I had a big event in Israel all about the energy enhancement system and unified healing. And yeah, I woke up the next day. I thought,
can you give me your itinerary of where you're going so I can remind myself not to be there?
I'll tell you what though, David, it was as traumatic of an experience as it was. It really woke me up to a lot of like, it's one thing to hear about war and see it on social media. It's another thing where like I'm waking up to bombs blowing up above my head. That's what was going on.
You were petrified. You were scared. You were traumatized.
It was less scared because the chances of a bomb or a missile hitting you were low. It was more just sad. For example, me and my girlfriend, we were walking on the street and she's from Israel. That's another reason why I went there to go and see her. And we're walking on the street the day that this all happened. So we didn't really understand the depths of what was really going on, but she's used to this because, you know, something like this, not to this magnitude, but something like this happens every 1 to 2 years. So we're walking on the street just to go and find food because nobody would deliver because of the war. And there's nobody on the road. And we see a car in the distance. And her first reaction, this is what broke my heart, but she was right. Her first reaction was, she dragged me, she like pulled my hand and she hid me and her behind a wall until that car passed because you don't know who's in there. So it was like in that moment when I understood the depths of what was actually going on, it wasn't scared. It was just sad that anybody could get to such a level where something like that would happen.
I guess the only way that I can understand this or relate is the same thing that happened in Ciudad Juarez. When Juarez had the cartels, I mean, it was bad. And it turned into a ghost town. Everyone stayed inside, but for years, man, this lasted for 5-6 years where just nobody, it just destroyed the economy, destroyed everything about Juarez. Nobody ever went there again. It was really sad. And
you know, like even with what's going on now with it, we can always talk about this side and that side. For me, it's more about at the end of the day, there are innocent people on all fronts. Yeah. For stupid reasons. It doesn't need to happen. This doesn't need to go down. And I think the real answer out of it, although, you know, it's more in theory than in application because it's going to take some time, is for people to understand that, number one, this is not a Middle East conflict because this conflict happens all over the world. I've been traveling over the past 1 to 2 years. Every single country has a country that it hates for the most part. They have this like war going on as a consciousness crisis. Yeah. And right now it's being expressed as the Middle East conflict.
I totally agree with you on that. How did you get out of there?
I made a lot of phone calls and I figured out one way or another. The same guy that I called at Burning Man, I called him again. I'm like, hey, Come on. Every time I call you, I'm in the middle of like a war, but there's a war and I need to get out of here. But no, we ended up getting out on a regular airplane. There were commercial flights. They shut down the airport right before we got there. But we went anyways. We waited until it was clear. The plane took off. And we went out to Cyprus and went right home.
So can you send me your itinerary?
I will send you my itinerary.
I want to know where you're going so I don't go that way.
But yeah, it was definitely an experience. Again, one of my main reasons for going there was because of that big event that we were doing for one of our healing centers out there. And it turned into that, unfortunately.
So when you say healing centers, a lot of people can see what's behind you right now, that there's a device behind you. And folks, I got the same thing. So I'm going to attempt to show you what I have sitting in my office right now. You're going to see a messy office, but I'm going to tilt the computer so you can see. I have the same. I'm not making this up. I have the same thing that Jason has running right now in my office. So let's go over there. Boom! There it is.
You've got there. We go. You got the EE cube right there.
There it is. I got
that's
my
awesome.
Ninja swords too. My ninja.
That's
swords
awesome.
So yeah, I feel good every day. I come into my office. I feel really good. I'm not like, I've been sober 4 years, you know, and the hardest thing for me has been, I'm trying to do whatever it takes to keep me sober, keep me healthy. It's almost like when you hit a certain age, and this should happen at any age. At any age, you should care about your health. But really, when I hit 40, man, I was like, whoa, everything that I've done to my body, all the damage I've done, the hits to the head with boxing, you know, who knows what I'm dealing with. Fighters in their 40s that their brain starts to atrophy and they slowly drift away and die, you know. And not just the boxing, but the drugs, the alcohol, all the abuse. My body was an amusement park. So any way I can find that can help me heal, I'm on it. So I'm trying to play
100%.
Catch up.
You
so
know,
this machine, when, you know, and I must give you credit for it, I am feeling better. I am feeling a difference. I'm doing a lot of things. I'm doing a lot. I'm sprays under my tongue, this, that, but I'm not doing all the things that used to hurt me. But I do have proof. I just showed it. I have this device running in my office just like you do. And I'll let you take the floor from here.
Sure. I like that you bring that up also in terms of, like, you know, drugs, alcohol, addiction in general. Just the other day, it was a few days ago, I sat down with a good friend, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's the one running for president right now of the U.S. as an independent for, you know, the first time in a while that somebody's doing that. And actually,
all the way.
I don't like politics. I look at it from the side. I find it amazing that he even got to the point that he got to. I guess we'll see what happens. Personal win. I think it's a no-brainer. But again, you got people with missions, and I'm speaking to all of them. So
this is about health. Let's keep it about health. All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So he brought up the fact that he was an addict from 14 years old to 28 years old. And he was doing a bunch of different stuff. And because of that 14
year, I got him beat.
Because of that 14 year addiction of what he's been experiencing, he has this mission and this, like, drive to want to create healing centers all around the world, specifically around the United States, to help kids that are going through those problems with addictions, to treat it when it's still early, before you get to 40, 50, 60 years old, and it's a little harder to do that. So one of the things that I spoke to him in this interview was maybe doing some sort of collaboration where we can bring this technology, the energy enhancement system, on a nonprofit basis, of course, to help children around the world in need through nonprofit organizations that help kids with addictions. But listen, I've seen it help a lot of people. Now, I do have to say, for obvious reasons, it's not a medical device and there are no medical claims, but I've seen incredible testimonials shared. I can share a few with you today. I'll show you guys a few videos over here. But what have you, you said you've been, you know, feeling in general with everything that you've been doing, a difference over the past month. What is that difference? Are you not as attracted to the things that you were attracted to?
That's a good one. That's actually true. I'm not. Yes, I'm able to manage. That's interesting. The fact that you
in
just said that.
In a second, I'll tell you why, but sure.
But that's interesting. That's actually very interesting because that is true. I've been able to handle my vices. I used to battle the urges and vices like every day. Like, oh, I just want to go to the bar. Oh, I just want to, you know, just go do this, go do that, go do this. And it was hard. And I was just white knuckle Charlie the whole time, you know, being sober. Now, the last few months, I have been very composed, very poised. I've been feeling fine, and I have an emotional uplift that I'm like, where's and everyone knows I take a lot of NyQuil. I haven't been taking NyQuil. I've been stopping that too. So, and I've been feeling very, very, the key word for me right now, whether it's your machine, I don't know what it is. If it's, I call it the magic machine. I've been feeling very emotionally balanced. I've been feeling balanced. Yes. Like, I don't need to go get a drink. I don't need to. And I've had some stressful days, but I don't know if it's this device sitting right here.
Let me explain to you exactly what you're experiencing to kind of, you know, paint a clearer picture for you and anybody else that wants to try this thing, because there's a science behind how this works. I'm gonna shorten it real quick and make it very simple. When you're an alcoholic, when you're a drug addict, whatever it is, what you're experiencing is a deficiency of oxygen in the body. So when you have a lower level of oxygen in the body, that's the resonance that you're in. So you'll do things that are in alignment with that, like alcohol, for example, lowers the level of oxygen in your body. But the second you start increasing the oxygen levels in your body, the cravings for the oxygen deficient things suddenly go away. What you're experiencing with this machine is it's doing something on a cellular level, which we're not going to get into on the science right now, but what it's doing on a cellular level is increasing your oxygen capacity and your oxygen intake. When you have a higher level of oxygen in the body, you won't care for the drink, because there's going to come a point, David, where if you're not there yet, the drink will disgust you, because the resonance of the drink is a resonance of lower oxygen. And what you're sitting in right now is higher oxygen. So your mood is better. Your energy is better. Cancer can only thrive in oxygen deficient environments. There was a doctor, his name is Dr. Otto Warburg. So
it's hiring my frequency, maybe?
Well, you could look at it as the same thing.
Vibrationally? Is it the same thing?
When you have a higher vibration, you have higher oxygen levels. So when you have higher oxygen levels, you have a higher vibration. Does that make sense? Yes. It's all the same thing expressed in different ways. In the early 1900s, there was a doctor, everybody can look this guy up, Dr. Otto Warburg, O-T-T-O, Warburg, W-A-R-B-U-R-G or something like that. And he won the Nobel Prize for proving that when you deprive a single cell of 35% of its oxygen for 48 hours, that cell becomes cancerous, because cancer can only thrive in oxygen deficient environments. So when it comes to addiction, when it comes to moods, when it comes to hormonal balance, when it comes to anything like these harder, more severe diseases and ailments, the root of it all is an energetic imbalance that really roots from a place of oxygen. And then before oxygen, the energy of the body. And so long as you're dealing with things from the root of it all, which is what this system does, that's why we're receiving the testimonials from all around the world. It's increasing and shifting things from the root of the problem instead of putting a Band-Aid on the symptom.
That makes complete sense to me. What is the code that I'm looking at? It looks like there's some kind of code on there. It's going at different speeds. It goes up, down, and then speeds up, slows down. What's the point in that?
So I'm going to send you a link after this that say it's a 40-minute video for anybody who actually wants to learn about it. And it's the more in-depth science of how this works. I'm going to give you a 2-minute answer, but the real answer takes a little longer. What you're seeing transmitted on these screens is a form of, do you know what the Schumann resonance is?
Well, yes.
So it's set 7.83 hertz. It's basically the resonance of life, Earth's heartbeat.
This is set to the Schumann resonance.
One set of what you're seeing transmitted is the Schumann resonance. Another thing that you're seeing is the Fibonacci sequence. The Fibonacci sequence is a sequence of numbers that you see across all existence and life and nature as a whole. It's a set of numbers. I don't want to bore anybody, but I'll give you the beginning of the numbers and explain their relationship. It's 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 44, and it keeps going. And the relationship between those numbers, if you pay attention, is when you take the last two and add them up, you get the next one. So 0 and 1, 0 plus 1 is 1, 1 plus 1 is 2, 2 plus 1 is 3, 3 plus 2 is 5. 5 plus 3 is 8, and 13, and 21, and 44. And it's this sequence that you see as a constant in nature. It's like what life operates at. So the movement of what you're seeing on your screens is basically the Fibonacci sequence being transmitted in the unit of seconds, based on how fast and which direction it's moving. Another aspect of what you're seeing is color therapy. It's using color, which we're now seeing light used in medical practice at this point, using light to help overcome certain things like arthritis, like even tumors in the body. It's using light as a form of a healing modality to help overcome things, because as Nikola Tesla told us, he taught us, when you think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, you understand the secrets to the universe. The problem with the current system today and how it works is nobody pays attention to the root. They pay attention to the symptom. So they give you something that treats the symptom, but it causes another problem. This technology is using technology in a positive way instead of a negative way. And it's understanding the holistic picture and treating it that way as opposed to the opposite.
So I know you interviewed the doctor. Was she a scientist or a doctor that created this device?
Yeah. Dr.
So
Sandra
what gave
Michael.
Her the aha moment to want to create this device? What inspired her? How did she create this device?
That's a great question. So first of all, let's start with this. Have you ever heard of Mensa? Do you know what Mensa is? So she's part of the Mensa Society.
That's a genius. That's an upper scale.
Yeah, she is a genius. She has an IQ of like 160 something or something. It's a high IQ, 165 or something like that. In addition to that, she was always in like the scalar technology movement since the 70s. That's when
this is scalar technology.
This is scalar technology, yes. And it's scalar technology that works in a unique, holistic way. So it's not like Dr. Rife technology that says, here is one single frequency that we're going to use to target. It's using a spectrum, so you never actually have to tune this. This is an overarching, overall frequency that helps rebuild and regenerate the problems in the body on a cellular and DNA level as well. So her moment was not necessarily one single moment. It was a combination of everything that she was taught. Her father worked on, I think, Mach 3 airplanes in like the 40s, and her mother worked on the nuclear bomb. So you're talking about people that are like geniuses using it for reasons that we don't want them to use it. So she felt that her purpose was to come in and reshape that and say, let me use that genius and create something positive that can help people instead of weapons. And that's what she did. So that's Dr. Sandra Rose Michael. But I've interviewed Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins has this in his home. He has one in his bedroom now. He has one in his office. It's been helping him in an incredible way. So I actually conducted an interview in his home. I did the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. interview. We have a lot of people that are coming on board right now.
Wow. So you're actually, this device is making its rounds.
Oh, this device is, we have over 370 locations around the world and over 40 countries that we opened over the past 16 months.
So if Tony Robbins has one in his room, one in his office or whatever, don't you just need one in your house? I thought you told me that one is enough for it has like a, how much of a radius does it have?
Correct. So it goes out 2.2 miles in all direction on
2.2 miles. So I'm hitting my other households.
You're hitting your whole community.
So really you only need one in the neighborhood, folks.
Only for the scalar
side. Get your
side.
Neighbors to tip in.
only for the scalar side. The reason why he has two in his home is because there's a whole other benefit to it that's much stronger when you're actually sitting in front of the light of it. Because light that's coming off your screen right now, this light doesn't go through walls. This light bounces. It's called photons. They bounce off of walls. But scalar energy, which is the technology within the box that you're seeing right now, that penetrates through everything. So your neighbors are experiencing the scalar field balance. They're not experiencing the biophotonic field, which is the light of it with what we were talking about. So they're getting about 50% of it. But again, if you want holistic health, you need to balance everything on the level of not just body, not just mind, and not just spirit. It has to be on all sides of the equation because you are literally all that. So again, there is science backed behind all of this. There's actually, I'll send you another link. There's 2,000 pages of research that people can actually read about this and see incredible studies.
Wow. And you have testimonies you wanted to share?
So I'm going to share my screen right now. I want to show you guys just a couple. It's about 45 seconds each with people sharing incredible stories. Check this out.
Make sure you share sound, Jason.
Absolutely.
Good morning. Just a real quick flyby here. My testimonial for EES is nothing short of amazing. I've really been through it the last 4 years, but towards the end there, breast cancer metastasized to the brain. And so they went in, they radiated that beginning of April. And so the follow-up MRI was clear of that one, but a second one had come in, a new lesion, twice the size. But I had a EES session the day before the second MRI. Hence, the results were no cancer, all stable. Had another follow-up a month later, did the EES prior to the MRI, same results, no cancer, all stable. I'm beyond thrilled. Thanks. Danielle, for having your Bozeman ESN.
There's one more I got to show you of a woman that was blind that can see. It's
come on.
Look at this.
I'd like to take a moment to share an excellent response that I've had to my EE treatments at Stonehill Retreat after 5 nights of staying here. First of all, I was blind in my right eye for over 5 years, and then I woke up one morning to an almost complete blindness in my left eye. I couldn't see to drive. I couldn't read numbers. I couldn't go to work. I had to go on FMLA. I completely couldn't see anything, and I became at the mercy of everyone to help take care of me because I couldn't even get myself around. After the time that I spent here, I woke up one morning and I could not only see in my left eye due to macular degeneration that caused the blindness there, but my right eye that I've been blind in for 5 years after multiple surgeries has suddenly become visible to me again. I can see everything, and it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. I can't sing the praises of EE system enough.
Wow.
You know how crazy that is?
Yeah, but okay, but since this is YouTube, we have to say that this is what do we say? Opinions? I don't really know how you clear. I mean,
oh, no,
you
no,
can't
no.
Say these this are is test- curing people. This is
these
just
are the no. And even if it wasn't YouTube, you don't say that because that's not true. That's not how it works. So first and foremost, the videos I just showed you, they're all over YouTube. These are people sharing testimonials. These are people sharing their own experiences. To say that this caused exactly this, that's not what anybody's saying. But when you hear enough people saying something over and over again, it's worth looking into. You know, forget about peer-reviewed studies and, you know, all those agencies and all that. This is people sharing their authentic stories. And one thing that I'll show you is one last video over here, because I think this is the one that will probably get
make sure you're checking the box for sound though, Jason, because I didn't hear it too well. I heard it, but I mean, it could have been a little louder.
Okay,
are you checking the little box on the Zoom share there?
Yeah, it should be working. Let me try. It might be my microphone, but I'll show you what happened to a dog. Okay, because to humans you can always say it's placebo.
Well, I'll tell you what, Axel, my dog, is he's still kicking, man, and he's doing all right. I'm
good. I remember you had a lot of issues.
Think about it. People wrote him off a year and a half ago. Like, oh, he's ready to go any day. He's still going.
That's also when I called you. I said, David, I have something. I want you to try it. So I want to show you what happened to this dog, because number one, something happened to my own sister's dog, something that I know personally, where he had a 4-centimeter tumor in his neck. Wow. And we put him in a system for 3 nights. And 3 nights later, it was gone. There was no salt bath. There was no detox. That was pushed. It was just that and nothing else. Everything stayed the same. So that's what really got me on this journey of like, what the hell is going on? And I need to look deeper into this. So I'm going to show you guys one last video over here of what happened to this dog. It's actually my voiceover in there as well. So you'll see it.
This dog literally went from incurable to absolutely thriving. Check this out. What you just witnessed is the power of the energy enhancement system technology. If you want to learn more about it, go to unifiedhealing.com. You'll be able to learn.
So that goes to show you something even beyond, you know, like the human mind and human thought. There's something going on there that's objective.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, just 4 or 5 months ago, well, actually a year and a half ago, people wrote I was getting ready to take him in and put him down at any given point, but he is sticking out, dude. He's doing well.
How old is he?
Crazy,
how old
whatever.
Is he?
Huh? He's 11.
How old is he?
11.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, 11. And let me tell you, he's not the only problem I have now with him is we introduced a cat into the house, so they're having piss wars. So so that's what I'm dealing with right now. But no, everything's been pretty damn amazing. In fact, the cat's laying down right next to the device right now, so who knows what benefits this cat's getting.
I see animals do that all the time. People send me pictures all the time. The animals literally go in front like they know something, and they just lay there all day and they don't move.
You can see him. Can you see him? Do you see him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves
it. It's awesome, man. So yeah, we've been seeing incredible things across the board. And again, listen, at the end of the day, I always tell people, don't listen to me. Number one, there's research. Number two, listen to what other people are sharing, because they're not getting paid to share these stories. You know, they're people that have tried everything and they've come to a last resort, and thank God they're having incredible results. And again, it's not about this being a medical device, because the EE system does not heal you. I do want to get that out there and get that straight. The shift in perspective that this technology brings is this understanding and the awareness that your body always tries to heal itself. That's what it's trying to do. If you cut your arm or you cut your skin, your body is going to heal itself, or it's going to attempt to do that to the best of its ability. This technology is not interfering or doing it for you. It's basically like giving you, like you said, that extra boost of energy that you were feeling with your moods and all that. But it gives you an extra boost of energy for your body to be able to do that process faster.
I'll say that I've had improved sleep. Which, let me tell you.
Do you have good eyesight?
Yeah, I have great eyesight. Actually, what's really weird about these glasses is that I don't know what's happened, but I don't need them anymore. I mean, I use them anyway, but
No, I'm happy that you bring that up, because everybody that's over the age of 40 that I know, anybody that has any form of like small, you know, whatever type of a little bit blurry, you know, from far, from close, or whatever it was, almost everybody, including my own father and one of my good friends that just went in for a treatment, he came, he's like, listen, I went for one reason. It didn't work right away for that one. I needed more hours, but I'm watching basketball on my TV and the score is not blurry anymore.
Yeah. No. Yeah. There's something
I see it across the board.
There's obviously something to this, you know, I mean, otherwise I wouldn't have it in my office. I would just unplug it and like throw it in the dumpster. I'm that type of guy. And I'm serious. So, the fact that I have an emotional uplift and I'm feeling pretty damn good every day is enough for me to keep this thing in here. And it's weird because my animals are attracted to it. They come and lay next to it all the time, come to think of it. So the cat, that's her new favorite. That's his new favorite spot. It's weird. Listen, there's something to this, folks. And I suggest you go and give it a shot. Look, for me, everything and anything I'm trying, if there's any kind of studies or testimonies on it that show it, I'm going to give it a shot, because my health, you only live once. Your health is the most important thing. Without it, you cannot do anything else. So I give it a shot. I so far, I love this device. I thank you, Jason, for turning me on to this. You're saving a lot of lives, dude. So more power to you.
Thank God.
We got to do another video, not just about this though, but I'd like to do another one regarding the TLS and things like that.
Yeah. Let's dive into all of it. We'll have a good time. There's one thing I want to mention, because I think it's really important right now, especially with the times that we're experiencing. Money is tight all around the world. And when I first created this network to get this technology out there, first and foremost, I want everybody to know real clear, I don't make money from this. I'm not allowed to make money from this. I don't make a commission off of the sales of this technology. As a matter of fact, any commission that they wanted to give me, I give back to centers that want to open in the form of a discount to make it even more accessible and affordable to people who want to open centers. So one thing that you know, we thought ahead of the curve about a year and a half ago when we started this was, I knew that just like you see in certain industries, when things work, people charge more for it. And I didn't want people to be taken advantage of in that way, especially when it comes to health and wellness in terms of what we need most right now. So when I started this network, I made a rule. And I said, if you want me to promote your centers around the world, if you want me to let people know that you have a center with this technology, I'll do it. But You cannot charge more than $60 per person per hour. That's the rule. And as people get more hours, you're going to have to make it cheaper to make it more affordable. So we made it basically the same cost, or I didn't, because I don't make money from the centers, but I created a standard that they can't charge above. So I created this standard at basically the same price of what a massage cost, only for something that has incredible results. And I did that because I knew that we would be seeing these testimonials, and I didn't want people to start saying, oh, well, let's start taking advantage of people because they need it and they'll pay. That's not the world that we're living in anymore. So when you go to unifiedhealing.com, which is our website, you'll find over 370 locations around the world. I'll actually share my screen to show you guys, unifiedhealing.com. David, I'll send you that link as well. And when you go to find a center right down here, you'll see all the centers all around the world, jeez, over 40 countries, all
you
over the
United
States.
You guys need to work on South America and Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll tell you what we did. We created a program that makes it even cheaper than what I just said in countries like, in continents like South America, Africa, and so on and so forth. So it's a special program called the Helping Hand Program that we created to make it less than $30. In some cases, it's even $10 an hour. In some cases, like in India, it's free. We donated technology. We donated a big unit. And now there's an ashram in India where everybody's benefiting from that. So these
blue tag that I see there, are those centers or people that have them in their home devices?
No. So this only marks people that have set, these are all centers okay, around the world. So this, the purple says they're open and they have 8 units or greater. Open with small is, that's like a smaller center, the pink one. The Helping Hand program is going to be basically all of these, but they're not open yet. The free center is right over here, and opening soon is, I guess there's a few month back order over there, and coming soon is all the gray over there. Wow. So the majority of them are open already. They're all around the world. They're all around the US, all around Canada, all around Europe. There are people stepping up and experiences. Johnny Depp just went to a center recently, and he has incredible stories with the technology. We have other people that I can't name just because of NDAs, but big people in like the football world and big celebrities and how do I say it? Like really big models, like 10 million, 20 million follower models, like that level, that are now bringing it to their homes for their families, their mothers, their fathers that are experiencing hardships. So it's making its rounds. As a matter of fact, the royal families in Abu Dhabi have it as well. And they're in their palace. They have a big one.
Oh, that's it. I'm not, so you can take this back.
So my goal was, before we started this a year and a half ago, those were the only people that had it. It was like the big families with a lot of money. And I came in and I said, no, we're going to bring this to the public and make it affordable. So now the majority, like 90% of all center of all technology, is in public centers for, you know, average people to be able to experience, like me and you.
Send me the link right now if you can. I mean, I know, but just send me the correct link so I can put it under the video. I'm going to put this video up probably in the next 2 or 3 days.
Sure. So, sounds good.
Jason, thank you so much for joining me, folks. Unifiedhealing.com. Get over there. And there's not a way they can finance this, right? They have to.
I'll tell you the truth. I'm not EE Systems, so I don't deal with the sales of the technology specifically.
Because a lot of people don't have money for things like this, but they can at least know where to go to a center.
Yeah, and that's the most important part. For like to bring something really strong, like a huge 24 unit that wouldn't even fit in my apartment, it costs a lot of money. But we've overcome that barrier by making it in public centers where you can go and you don't need a whole 24 unit system forever. You can go there for 20, 30, 40 hours, depending on, you know, what you're experiencing, and take it from there and do tests before and after. That's what I always tell people. Do live blood analysis tests. That will show you what you may or may not be able to feel.
Wow. And Scott McKay opened one up in Dallas, right?
Scott McKay has a 48 unit center. It's huge. Wow. And it's like 6,000 square feet. He can have 60, 70 people there at any given time. He's having people sleep there. He's having incredible, incredible successes with amazing testimonials coming out of there. And he's a part of our network as well in Texas.
Wow. All right. This is awesome. So I hope this helps somebody. Folks, unifiedhealing.com. Get over there and, amazing stuff, man. This is the wave of the future. This is it. 100%. Who needs med?
Thank you very much, David. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate all your help. I'm happy to do future interviews. on really whatever topic. Even I like the controversial.
We should do a reality show following you on your excursion on your vacations. I'm serious. Let's see what happens next.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I would say off the record, but it's on the record, but I'll put it on the record regarding what we started speaking about in terms of Israel. The one thing that did happen over there before I got there was they asked me for a full itinerary of my plans for the 7 days that I was supposed to be there because there was a security detail on me, more like a security detail that's not attached to me, but that follows you wherever you go. They've never done that other than one other place because there was danger in that place. So I think it's very obvious that they know that something was coming. I don't know if they understood all the details and what level, but they would not have given me a security detail if it wasn't for some sort of imminent threat that was coming, which was very obvious 12 hours after my landing.
All right, yeah. Jason. By the way, what are you taking a trip soon?
I'm going to be in Australia. I'm doing
a
tour
note
in
to
Australia.
Self.
Don't go to Australia.
Everyone,
but
in
I'm going to be in Australia.
Be ready for something.
But I'm going to be in Australia doing a Unified Healing tour in January. It's all on our website as well, unifiedhealing.com. If anybody's listening to this in Australia,
mass influx. Get the hell out of Australia.
You can get a ticket at the center nearest to you that I'll be at.
All right. There. Don't worry, you'll get healed.
Time will tell.
All right, brother. Take it easy, man.
Thank you very much, brother. Thank you.